This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
CrowdCow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. GhostBed, experience your best sleep yet. Save 30% off your order with code MMA30. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 534.
534.
My name is Igor Michael.
Matt Groth, I'm a show. Fire fans, for fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I just double pumped on that shit. Nice. It's gonna be out of control. What's happening? You liking this 95 degree fucking weather again every day?
It's fantastic. There's not much humidity though. It's perfect.
I'm done with it. You know why? I just got my driveway resealed and it's so black, all that heat is just bouncing off. Like, okay. Oh my god, please make it stop. So hot.
You got to hose it down. You can have like a steam bath.
Mm. Yeah, I'll try that in a couple of days. It was still curing. They said, hey man, don't drive on that for 48 hours. Like, holy shit. It was so wrecked. So it's all good now. What else is going on out there? Chicago Bears doing great.
The Bears suck.
0-1.
Talk about the terrible Bears.
Like the rest of the season. So
yeah.
Well, let's just start talking boxing over the weekend. So I don't know. Yeah. I think I watched the CTE Olympics. I'm not quite sure. The Triller Fight Club card. They had Michael Buffer starting. He did the intro. And then Buffer also did the intro for the Rams-Bears game.
Oh, nice.
And then tonight, Monday night, Bruce Buffer did the Monday night football game in Vegas. And I think he creamed his pants. Like, it's time! I don't know how many people are there.
It was a lot.
60,000, 70,000. It was the same thing like the Bears game. I think there was 70,000 in that, whatever, SoFi arena, the $5 billion fucking arena.
Yep.
Holy shit. Can we get one of those? Because we have an epic team. We should have an epic stadium. But they had a couple of different broadcasts for these fights. So there was one channel where you could have, it was Junior Dos Santos, Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump, and Jorge Masvidal, all doing commentary.
Did you watch that one?
It lasted about 2 seconds because you cannot have four people commentating. And then Donald Trump like sucking Jorge's dick. Like, oh my God, you were so awesome for me in Florida. We did such great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. Call the fight, man. Just call the fight. So let's start with the first fight. We had Evander Holyfield, a young 58, versus Vitor Belfort, 44. And it was supposed to be Oscar De La Hoya versus Vitor Belfort. And
yep.
Oscar claimed he had COVID, pulled out. I don't believe he had an illness at all. I know he posted a video of him in the hospital saying, oh, COVID and all that. I think he knew he was going to die. He just fucking pulled out. So I think it's fucking
too scared.
Fake shit. Yeah. So then you had Holyfield who took it on 1 week's notice. And I want to show a little bit of Holyfield pre-fight training. So let me share the workout here. You can see him doing a little work. He's really getting after it. Now, contrast this. Remember Mike Tyson hitting the pads at 54?
Yeah, he was going. He was hitting
a little
hard.
Difference. A little difference, right? So, I'm just amazed that shit got sanctioned.
Makes me sad.
True. I will say that it was supposed to happen in California, but California didn't sanction it. And that's why I got moved to Florida. I think that tells you a lot, right?
By the way, these are all exhibition bouts. They're, none of these actually count. Did you hear about this?
Well, they counted for somebody. Jesus Christ. And I guess I'll just say it was fucking embarrassing for the entire sport of combat sports. Probably, like you're saying, the saddest thing I've ever seen as far as a combat sport. I don't ever want to see this shit again.
No.
And this is exactly what I thought was going to happen to Oscar, is that Vitor is going to fucking wreck him. Because there's, I think Oscar would have had a better chance because he actually looked okay when he was hitting pads and doing bag work. Yeah. Evander shows up 1 week notice, 58 years old, and just he's getting hit with shit that shouldn't be stopping him. I think the first thing he got hit with was an uppercut that dropped him, and then he's throwing punches and sending himself off balance into the ropes, almost out of the ring. And then later on, it's just like he's working the body, Vitor's working the body, and he's working them all over, and not much is landing. But luckily you had a ref who stopped the fight early, but not early for a 58-year-old Evander Holyfield.
Right.
Early for someone that would be competent in any kind of combat sport. And unfortunately, Evander is not that guy right now. No. And in fact, I don't know if you've heard him on any podcast recently.
He doesn't say, he's a little slurry.
He's punchy as fuck.
Yes. Yes.
I don't like to say that about a legend in boxing. Like, here's a guy who's what, beat Tyson twice. And God, could you imagine if they did Tyson versus Holyfield now?
Oh, it'd be bad.
Yeah. So what's your takeaway from all this?
From that particular one? I mean, I think Vitor is on all the medicine.
Oh yeah, he looked great, didn't he?
He looked mentally fast as fuck. He looked like three times as fast as the Holyfield. It was like he was fast forward and Holyfield was slow motion. I'm like, whoa, the speed difference. So I don't know. I think it's a shame they let this thing go down. But there's the one thing I'm thinking, like as we're talking, it seems like all of a sudden boxing is becoming a thing again.
Yeah, it's because you're having fun fights, right? It's like fights. I don't know if it's fights people want to see, but it's freak show shit. Like you're not going to get that in the UFC. They're not making like crazy fun fights anymore. They're all about saving money. Like, what's the cheapest fight we can make that'll maybe sell some tickets? Which, again, I don't think they really care about. But these guys are trying to sell pay-per-views. So what can we put together, right? And I think at the end of the day, it was Holyfield said, hey, man, I need the money. So I took a fight. Like, I get it. I mean, he probably saved that card because if De La Hoya's off, like, who's main eventing? Is it Tito versus Anderson? Maybe. But you want to talk about that one? I don't want to talk about that Holyfield fight anymore. That's just...
I'm like feeling sad now. This is messed up. We can talk about Tito versus
Anderson Silva.
Spider Silva. Yeah. Can we play the video of the finisher? And probably
we've already had enough strikes for the month. Okay,
damn it. But I will just say, you know, I don't know. Where do I start? Well, let's talk about the finish. You know, Anderson's in the corner and Tito's kind of got him pinned down, and somehow he gets like a right in there, and this clips from Tito right on the chin, and Tito falls forward, and then Anderson finishes and Tito just goes bang. Like, I don't really understand how he got knocked out so fast on that. It's pretty crazy. It's not it's just like, what the hell happened?
Tito's like, he hits pretty hard. Yeah, no shit. He's just luring you in, you fool. And again, Tito looked slow as shit. Like, wow, you look like you're in molasses. Just like, what are we doing here?
Speed still kills in old age, even.
Yeah. But I mean, that was not a surprise either. I thought Anderson would murder him. I didn't think it would be exactly that fast. And did you hear like the litany of excuses that Tito came up with afterwards? I forgot what he said. I had to cut 40 pounds, which he didn't even make weight. It was supposed to happen at 195. He showed up at 200. So I think he lost 30% of his purse. So he gets his first boxing match. I was too amped up. I think he had a cracked skull and, you know, all that other shit. I'm like, why can't you just say, hey, man, I suck as a boxer.
Just be honest. It's okay.
Makes sense.
It was not good. And maybe he just had a false sense of security because when he fought Liddell and KO'd Liddell, but that's, it's another guy, right, who shouldn't be fighting past his prime. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe what we need to do for combat sports is just say, if you're over 50 years old, you're not fucking fighting. You're not fucking fighting. The only exception to the rule that we've seen was Mike Tyson, who had legitimate skills still, but maybe because he didn't take enough punishment. You know, when you think about his career, typically knocking people out in the first round. So
yeah,
you may not have had that accumulation of someone like a Liddell who went to wars with people.
Yep. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. 50 is a good number. I was even thinking 45, but okay.
Well, I was gonna say Belfort's 44 right now, so yeah. I mean, there's a window in there. Maybe it's 48, but fucking Holyfield was almost 60 years old, for fuck's sake. He could be a grandpa. My grandpa's in there fucking swinging it out. That's so fucked up. So fucked up. Just can't get over this shit. Of course. Well, at least California, you know, who is it? Andy Foster, who's in charge of the athletic commission, just said, not fucking doing it.
No.
So what the fuck, Florida? Just anything goes. It's Florida, right? Anything goes in Florida. But that, I mean, that's just disgusting. I'm all for letting everybody fight, but you got to draw a line. You got to draw a line because there's no way he's passing all those fucking tests, like cognitively, even just watching him hitting the pads. Anybody could tell you. Like, I think my mom could legitimately, maybe not. She could probably be a little bit faster on the pads than Holyfield. And that's saying something. She's 78, goddammit. I gotta let my mom get out there and throw bombs on your moms, maybe.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'm driving this train off the tracks.
You are.
You were at Lance, but what am I gonna do?
I like this trend. I think the boxing thing is cool. They're making boxing interesting again. So,
well, it's crazy. It's fun. And these guys are making a ton more money than they ever did in UFC. So, it's just unfortunate because I think Anderson was also complaining about this, that he would have loved to box GSP, but it's fucking Dana White who's still tying GSP up in a contract.
No shit.
Just over, it's probably just a grudge when he just walked away from the sport. He didn't necessarily retire when he was the 170-pound champ, and he just pissed Dana off. So Dana's just tying him up in a contract still. Like, how many years we passed this? And even I think when he won the middleweight title off of Bisping and then walked away again and said, I'm done. Like, you got to release these guys and let them have a career after the UFC and not tie them up. So, I mean, who wins Anderson versus GSP in boxing?
Right? I think Anderson Silva wins that one.
Yeah. I think it's more, slightly more competitive than this Tito fight.
It's more competitive, but I don't know how
GSP's
much.
GSP's got that jab, man. He's got that jab.
It's a jab, but
you know, the knockout.
It could
power.
Be boring. They're both counter punchers in a sense. You know, they might not have a whole lot of action between the two of them.
It could be. But that's where you bring the metal pokers in, the cattle prods. Like, this is boxing. We can do what we want. If it's in Florida, we make our own rules. We make our own league. Could be bare knuckle.
I like it.
Should probably talk about our sponsor, Manscaped.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
go ahead.
Autumn's in the air, Matt. The pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming.
What? Carve your pants pumpkins?
That's what it does.
Sweet.
If you know what I'm saying, make sure
you keep
things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. Do you know what cuffing season is, by the way?
No.
It's the end of summer and the beginning of spring. It's a season where people couple up because they don't want to be alone for the winter. It's called cuffing. All right. So it's a thing. So join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMENuts for 20% off and free shipping.
Oh, the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear, up your nose. You heard me, up top. Man, I'm having a hard time reading this copy today. Let's try that again. To chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. You heard me right. This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. I feel like they're overpowering this shit. I can accept 8,000 RPMs, but I feel like 9,000 is a little too aggressive where you're jamming it in a hole. So then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use the Crop Reviver. Go ahead and close this out, Ming.
Hey, just keep in mind, you can get 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping. Yes, you heard me right. That is
20% right?
off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you, Manscaped. In out win. Moving right along. What is this happening out there? I told you, I can't fucking see, man. We're talking pre-show
from the copy of this. Now that was aggressive.
I know.
Let me just say that was extremely aggressive. There's a video circling around of Stefan Bonner. Trying to get some sort of pain medication at a hospital, and he sounds pretty insane. There's a bunch of stories going back and forth. They say that he's hooked on pain meds and he was trying to get pain meds. He's saying that they've denied him because of COVID. My question is what do you think's going on, and are you surprised?
Well, it's probably back to CTE shit. I don't know if he was the most stable human being before everything, because what's his nickname? The American Psycho. Mm-hmm. So I think he was a little off kilter. Uh-huh. I saw an interview, I think it might have been with MMA Junkie, where he was trying to clarify his position, saying he already had 3 injuries. So he was taking Vicodin at a certain level, wanted to do a little bit more. So he used some more because he had 2 new injuries on top of the 3 he had. So whatever he currently was taking wasn't working. So he upped his dosage, then ran out, then couldn't get stuff prescribed. And it's probably a little bit of wrong on both sides. And he's kind of caught in a fucked up state. But I don't know what to say. Who's right? Who's wrong? Give the man weed. How's that? Get off the pain pills. It's not good for everybody. He's talking about taking Vicodin and Tramadols and whatever else. Like, it's not good, man. Just take weed.
Agreed. It's a need. And you should heed our words when we tell you.
That's right.
That's the weed.
And then what else happened? Oh, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, Khalil Roundtree ended his fight. I can't pronounce this guy's name. I'm going to fuck it up. It's a Modestus Bukauskas. He hit him with an oblique kick and ended the fight with an oblique kick. So basically, he oblique kicks his knee, blows his knee out, the fight's over. So now there's all these people talking about, oh, we need to ban the oblique kick because of that. So what's your take on this?
Ah, baloney. Fine, you can take that one out and give us soccer kicks. I'm happy.
Well, it's like how many oblique kicks have actually blown a knee out? I can think of 2. One in this fight where it actually won the fight, and I think John Jones jacked up Rampage's knee with an oblique kick, but didn't end the fight, and they kept fighting. So I think we need to be looking at, let's keep more techniques in. And it's really, I think it comes down to no groin shots, no eye gouges, and no fish hooks. Everything else should be legal. I don't know what else you could put in there that would fuck that up, but I'm ready for it. Do you got anything else in there?
Pinky toe. Anything else to add to that?
Small joint manipulation. Like, you don't want to grab a finger and break a finger. Yeah. So maybe that, add four things then, small joint manipulation.
Can tickle the toes.
That's like, what are you doing? You guys out there sucking off some other guy's toe. Oh, what the fuck? You freak? I tap out. This is too gay for me. I'm sorry. Not against the gays, but when you start sucking another man's toe, gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Unless you're fighting. Then it's wrong. Moving right along. What else? Oh, UFC this weekend. I want to pull up this card. Holy fuck, what's going on? Now I'm just getting served a full ad when I go to the UFC website.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, it is. I want to pull up this card. And I thought it was an interesting card to talk about. Not good card. So you have Anthony Smith versus Ryan Spann, number 6 versus 11. And Kubla, you heard me. Devin Clark. I'm really excited for this third fight.
Nicholas Mota versus himself.
Yeah, he ain't fucking around, man. I'm going to put all my money on probably Nicholas.
I mean, I think that's a guaranteed win.
The odds are good.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go with another person versus a fucking shadow one. That's frightening. But, you know, you can kind of get the gist of it. Not a great card.
Yeah.
But you know who is fighting this next weekend, which I'm jazzed about?
Cyborg?
No. Hang on. Bellator 266. Phil Davis, Yoel Romero.
Oh, that'll be good. Like, is that on Showtime or is there a pay-per-view?
Yeah, that one's on Showtime. And while we're speaking of that, you can get that 30-day free trial of Showtime. $4.99 a month for Showtime. 6 months with code MMA Nuts. Showtime! who do you think wins that? Yoel Romero?
Oh, God.
Phil Davis. Because remember, Yoel Romero was not medically cleared until I think about a week ago. Well, maybe more than that, but he was supposed to fight COVID? Rumble Johnson.
You have COVID? What the hell happened to him?
I don't know. He's just old.
I'm going to go with Rumble.
Rumble. I like that. It's Phil Davis versus Yoel Romero. I take Rumble Johnson to win.
Sorry.
And God damn anybody who says different. Just fuck you right in your asshole if you pick anybody else. I like your thought process. Wherever it is. I think you're on drugs, sir. Good day.
I was daydreaming. You said that, and I was daydreaming that was the fight. And I totally missed who he was actually fighting. I heard you say Rumble.
Where's my laser pointer? I'm going to fuck you up. Right through the screen, bitch. I can laser point you. And I keep you focused. Go.
You go. I can't go.
All right. I'm taking... Yoel Romero's.
All right. Phil Davis for me.
Okay, fine.
He's fighting him, right?
He's fighting himself. It could be like that rubber match that we saw in the UFC.
Hey, so check this out.
Go.
There we go. You've got to box the person with your birth month. 3 rounds.
Fuck.
Who do you have?
I'm raped. Tyson.
Oh, Jesus. Mike Tyson.
I
think you got a chance.
No.
You could run.
No, that's the worst fucking one. Well, July, it's July is bad too, because Tyson Fury's gonna fuck you up. Yeah. Mike Tyson's definitely the worst. And I think Tyson Fury's next. Canelo after that. Ah, fuck. Like January, you'd be all right. Like you have your best chance in January. And Pacquiao's past his prime. And he's very small, so I don't think he's going to do a lot of damage.
He's just going to be really fast.
Yeah. Fuck. You're just going to get embarrassed against Mayweather. And McGregor, well, you have a good chance against McGregor right now. He's like half a man.
I have no chance against McGregor. But maybe
these guys,
I could punch him in the leg.
Yeah. Fucking bite him in the leg. Like, what are you doing? There's no biting. Oh, yeah. You got to add no biting to that other rule for the UFC.
Yeah, no,
you can't be biting people. That's fucked up. It'll all work out.
Yes.
Hey, take a guess at this. I'll ask you a question. How much were Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley paid for their fight?
I think Paul got $2.5 million and Woodley got $600,000.
Pretty close. They both got $2 million plus a cut of the pay-per-view.
Equally?
Yeah, but they don't say what the pay-per-view slice was. And they're saying like the pay-per-view didn't do as good as they expected it to. So rumors about 500,000 buys, which is still $30 million. So yeah, that's still enough to pay everybody off pretty good and whatnot. What else? They said Charles Oliveira is fighting Dustin Poirier. UFC 269 title fight, December 11th. They said, I guess CM Punk retired from MMAs. Was he even here? I don't know.
He went to wrestling, I think, permanently like a month ago or two, something recently in the past.
Yeah.
He flew to coop.
Hey, look at this. Did someone order a hematoma?
Jeez, that guy doesn't look good. Are they gonna let him gone?
Don't press on that. What the fuck's wrong with you people? He's ready to go. Look at him. I'm ready to fight. See? Kick me in the balls. It's okay. This is courtesy of One Championship, and we better stop showing that.
Does it help if you scroll up and down?
I don't know. I try to put like a black screen over whatever we're posting now because they have a hard on for copyrighting all our videos now and just not showing it in certain countries and whatever else. You got anything else?
That's it.
Oh, let's see. I got a good one. We've seen this. Hang on. Make sure there's no volumes because it's going to be loud. We have face-off of the year. You know how lately we've been posting all these face-offs and strange things are afoot? I don't know. So you have these two women somewhere in Poland, I'm imagining. One picks another black microphone, puts it up to the lady's face. Apparently it's a big black geck. It's kind of interesting if you scroll down to this picture. Looks like she was ready to take it downtown. I'm just saying. Do these things happen in MMAs?
I have to agree with you. This must be Europe.
Yeah. That's pretty dope, man. I'm surprised, like, out of all the face-offs we've seen, this is the first time we've heard of it. And then a crazy thing is, one of our friends sent this to us before we even heard about it.
Yes. It's
fucking crazy. Usually we're on top of our shit. Somehow that fucking missed it.
He's on a different wavelength. He caught that in the other lane. And
yeah,
the other lane knew about it before our lane knew.
I know, right?
That's I'm like, what's that?
Let's do a little tweet of the week. Here we go. This is from Kaposa. He says the Arabic Ultimate Fighting Championship is live. Maybe just a bit of trademark infringement here. You want the Arabic UFC 33
with
the
UFC logo?
Oh, that is classic.
Are they gonna get sued?
I don't know, because sometimes it's tough when you're in other countries trying to pursue trademark shit, because they might just be like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, you all right?
I'm fine.
All right. I hear crick, crick, crack.
It's this crazy chair. I don't know what's happening. It's making lots of noise.
All right, here is contender number two, tweet of the week. This person tweets out, these people should be in jail. So a nursing home staff arrested for running a dementia fight club between elderly patients, apparently. And the first reply is, can't talk about fight club if you don't remember fight club. Oh, that shit, man.
That's funny.
Hey, I guess you got to do something with those elderlies. I don't know. It's probably not right. I think that's the Evander Holyfield shit. So maybe that's wrong. I don't know what's right anymore. Let's do some astronauts.
Yeah.
The real convict Donald on Twitter asks, how many adult diapers will Donald soil at ringside for said fights over the weekend?
Two.
Ooh. I was going to go with 17.
I think you can manage too. He was the president after all.
That's true. He looks better now. He actually looks younger now than when he was president. So I don't think he's stressed out. Yeah, he probably didn't stress out. Because usually a presidency adds like what, 10 years, 20 years to you. Mm-hmm. It ages the fuck out of people is what I'm trying to say.
It does. Tough position.
And then here we go. So the LFC is claiming they have the hottest refs in MMA. My question is this legit? Do they have the hottest refs in MMA?
It's okay.
You can see stuff.
I mean, it's all right.
And her panties, by the way, say, fuck you, pay me.
Not my favorite. I respect those, but not my favorite overall thing happening.
No, I'm going to say yes. Those are the hottest refs in MMA. I don't know. Aren't you like that, ones? Dan Margulietta? Pretty hot. He's big and bald. Nah, that's right. Big in my book.
With the long beard. What's his name?
Yeah, that guy. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't put a name to the face, but, you know. Here's one from Alpha Kat Singano. She says, if you could take any two athletes of all time and make them do any competition, literally anything, against each other, who would it be and what would they be doing?
I'm going to say Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And greatest athlete. Who comes to mind? Who's another greatest athlete of all time? How about give me another great athlete. I'm trying to go with a different sport. Michael Jordan is the first one that comes to mind. How about Tiger Woods in golf? That would be interesting because I think Jordan's a good golfer.
I don't know if he's at Tiger Woods level, but no, Tiger, you might be all right because Tiger, I think he's still fucked up from that accident.
Yeah.
So it'd be like you fighting Conor McGregor right now. You got a chance.
I can't think of a second one. The first one, I was all excited about Michael Jordan. And
then I was just going to let you go. I'm like, fuck it. Like, here's some rope. Just go, brother.
Sorry. My brain's not working.
Nah, I'm going to go. Well, you know where I'm going to go. It's going to be ladies like this. It's going to be probably like a cyborg, a Misha Tate or Mackenzie Dern. It's a who can get who off faster competition. Who can make who come faster, right? But those female fighters are super competitive. So they're going to go for it. Maybe throw Paige VanZant in there too. Just, they're all fucking scissoring
it up. I like yours
much
better. Yes, good move.
All right, moving right along. So I think we've played this game before, but we'll play it again. So I'm going to describe a UFC fighter with little to no words, and then you try to guess who it is. And okay. I literally think you're going to name all of these until we get to the harder level. So I'll start with easiest, and then it'll get progressively harder. This is so easy.
I'm nervous.
I know. It's so much pressure on you. So easy on me. Cocaine.
Cocaine.
It's the easiest.
Conor McGregor.
How about hit and run?
Hit and run. Cocaine, hit and run.
Oh my.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying right now. Cocaine, hit and run.
Just two different.
Jorge Masvidal.
This is great. I love this game. I didn't prepare for anything past you not getting it on the first clue. So now I have to use my brain. What else could I say? Weed, cocaine. You're not going to get it from the drug reference. Light heavyweight champ.
Oh, John Jones. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. He's not the first guy I think of when I think of cocaine.
Really? That's the first guy I thought of. Okay. You might not get this next one. Then. I don't know. It makes sense to me, but I got to think like you. So
don't do that because your head will explode. I'm thinking of 12 things at the same
time. It's not fine. So what if I said, what?
What?
See, it made total sense to me. Fuck. Weed.
What? Weed?
What?
Nate Diaz?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, okay.
I didn't emphasize it enough.
I'm with you now.
All right. Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Diamond.
Paige Van Zandt? No. Diamond Dallas Page.
Okay, it's a wrestler. DDP, motherfucker!
Rumble Johnson.
Yeah, that's it. This is Rumble Johnson again. He's no longer fighting Yoel Romero and or Phil Davis. He just fought like Conor McGregor. Broke his fucking leg.
Oh, Dustin Poirier.
There you go. He's got his own hot sauce. Man, I think we're on different wavelengths. So let's just keep going. Poutine.
Poutine? GSP.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got me there.
I have to articulate this one.
I'm scared.
Tink.
Tink? Oh, Conor McGregor?
There you go. See, now we're on wavelength.
All right, we're there.
This one's going to be tough. But think about it from me saying it. Hot.
Hot from you saying it. Is
female.
Paige Van Zandt.
Who's the hottest?
Cyborg.
Thank you. male model.
Luke Rockhold.
You got it. Pirate.
Pirate? Yar Matey?
Who has one eye?
Oh, Michael Bisping.
Yeah. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Oh, Alan Belcher.
Yep.
How far are we going? This is deep.
No, this is where it gets harder.
Okay.
Lyme disease.
Oh,
you got it.
What is his name? I know his freaking name. We saw him many times.
Yep. We saw his wife.
We saw his wife. Okay, that's not helpful.
She was in the
crowd. Oh, God. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
It's been around forever. We mentioned him last week in.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago. He was
in I know who it is. I can't put the name out there. My brain is.
Yeah, I'll just give this one to you. Jim Miller.
Because
I don't know how else to give that to you. The original BMF.
The original BMF?
Yep.
BMF Tito Ortiz. I don't know.
What?
Just kidding.
He has a ranch.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh.
It's like a BMF ranch.
Yeah. I'm stupid right
this
now.
This is great. I love it.
I'm dumb.
You're fucked up. I love this. This is the best show ever. Cerrone.
That's it.
Okay, this one I'm going to change up, and I'll give you an easy one. Paul Harris.
Paul Harris? Paul Harris?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm like, what is that? You're just like, there you go, ding, ding.
Well, I was going to go leg lock, but I said, okay, trick Paul question. Harris. You.
Okay, let the bleeding stop. This is going
there's
on
like
forever.
Four more. Hear no evil.
Oh, Matt no Hamill. Evil.
You got it. How about judo?
Judo. The Armenian guy, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of his name. Freaking is on the tip of my tongue. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll allow this. Carl Parisian.
That's it.
That's good because judo could have went a bunch of ways on that.
No, I know who you're thinking of.
I'm going to skip the gaze because that could be anyone. Brazilian.
Yes, of course. It's Ortega.
Who is he Brazilian? Ortega. Brian Ortega. He's the best Brazilian. He's talking about
not
the games.
Ortega. I'm lost.
You're thinking
Noguera.
Big
Noguera.
Right.
Noguera. Noguera. Not Ortega. My brain is not.
You
connected.
Are so fried. We'll do one more. I'll just say Brat.
Brat.
Whatever. Just say a name and I'll allow.
Brat. Okay. Holly Holm.
Done. It's Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's some knowledge. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there's a show I picked up last week that I started watching a little bit. I thought it was pretty funny. Ted Lasso. You see this yet?
It's kind of. I got suckered in. I wanted to watch more. I was on a flight and they gave you free shows. I only got to watch the first two episodes and it looked very promising. And I think I have Apple Plus and I never went back to watch it.
Yeah, so, you should do it because it's like Eastbound and Down, but the main character is actually really intelligent. So, but it's similar vibe. So it's well done. I like it. It keeps getting better. So
yeah, I heard they just got signed for season 3 and it Jason Sudeikis or whatever?
Yeah.
He's getting $1 million an episode now.
Wow.
Good but for him. He's like the main actor, lead writer, producer, executive producer. He's got a ton of fucking things, so he's getting paid bank. But yes, I did enjoy the two episodes. And why they won't let you see more on a fucking plane, I don't get it. Like here, access all of our library of two shows of two seasons. How many episodes are in a season? Do you know? Is it like 8, 10?
On this one? Yeah. I don't think it's that many. I think it's episodes. Let's see. This looks like 6 or 7 per season.
Yeah. Yeah, I had made a note to watch that, and I never fucking
They're
did
short.
It.
They're season like one's 30 more than minutes. That. Season 1 has 10, sorry. Okay. 10. They're actually less than 30 minutes a lot, like 28 something. You know, they go by quick. There's no commercials. So highly recommend.
Here, I will watch that cuz I wanted to finish that. I'll share this toy with you. Here's a cool Tarzan. Check him out. I want to get one of those. Like, where do I get a guy just going for broke? Okay, Tarzan, easy. So I saw that. I thought that was pretty dope. I'm going to buy that for Christmas for myself. And what else? Oh, I got to go over here. I saw someone's grandma did some knitting or some crocheting and made this.
That's awesome.
Can I buy this? Where can I get this? I'm not sure if that's a coffin. I mean, she does look like she's dead. That is fuck, but man, that's a dope outfit. I want that. I'd wear that shit.
Okay.
It's all about cock and balls, Ango. I don't know why. I don't know where to stop share. Fantastic. I'll work out.
You got it.
Best episode ever. That's why we're in the top 5%.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. That has been this week's edition of Anime Nuts. My name is Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing, kids. We'll see you next time.